You know, we've talked about it before, and we'll talk about it again, and Clint Van Zandt and I brought it up on the show last night. It's the public's fascination with and the cheering on of some criminals. You know, going back to the days of Bonnie and Clyde, and of course D.B. Cooper, and now with this dopey barefoot bandit, and some who idolize and cheer for what they call the underdog. These characters aren't Robin Hood. And the bottom line is they're criminals. We all know what happened to John Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde and D.B. Cooper and even the poor old barefoot bandit will spend a lot of time in jail with, you know, certain kind of shoes on, and I hope he doesn't drop the soap. There's even the wackos out there that send marriage proposals to the Joran Vandersloot types and idolize the Casey Anthonys. You have to wonder why people do that. Why do they sit back and send love letters to Charles Manson? I don't know. There's different people, different ways of thinking out there. Having a public fascination, or being a member of the public and having a fascination with a case and following it and contributing to it and discussing it on a blog is great. We see it all the time with Holloway and other cases at Scared Monkeys. But some who idolize and fascinate and use as role models these two-bit criminals, like we've talked about, really need some help, because what happens to the barefoot bandit? Well, he'll do his jail time and some other kook will come out and try to get their 15 seconds of fame, and they probably will have some dopey producer cut them a check to have the story. But let's see a story of a case where there's a happy ending. Let's profile an investigator or an analyst or a profiler or a nurse or a doctor or a military person with a happy ending. When we've seen military shows the last little while, they've been anti-government. We haven't seen a military show like To Hell and Back, where they, in the 50s with Audie Murphy, where they actually celebrated the good work that he did. There's been other Medal of Honor winners, but we don't hear about them. We only see the strangeness and the negativeness. The Mel Gibsons will disappear, but people will still idolize him. All you got to do is listen to that 8 minutes of audio. Roman Polanski, need I say more? And we can keep going on and on. Lindsay Lohan, young girls will think she's great because she dresses this way or does whatever. We need to have someone that we look up to, especially young people. Hopefully they look up to their parents or a teacher or their family, obviously. But looking up and idolizing some that we do, and having Facebook pages encouraging people like the barefoot bandit, is just plain and simple nuts. Pick your hero, but choose them wisely, because most of them will end up going to a place that you won't want to. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.